Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple, and I am Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
We are coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live!
When you switch to Farmers Insurance, trust me, folks, you can save a bundle. All you have to do is call 1-888-FARMERS and get your quote today.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Take that for data.
At the bottom of this hour, Rick Bucher, FS1 NBA analyst, will join us. But it's all about the NFL right now. If you haven't heard the news, we're going to start spreading the news. Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys have agreed to terms.
Wow.
Tomorrow was the deadline. They had to franchise him if they didn't come to a deal. Now, they could have kept negotiating. But Jerry Jones caves, and Dak Prescott, who even I don't think is a top five quarterback, toward the end of the top 10, maybe, gets 4 years, $160 million, a record $126 million guaranteed, no tag, so they can't franchise tag him after this deal, and no trade. Those are two clauses he had. So if you were thinking, well, they'll sign him and trade him to Seattle for Russell Wilson, not if Dak doesn't want to. So Dak Prescott, hey, he bet on himself. And he won. So we're going to get into that real strong. You'll hear Rob Parker's thoughts in a moment. What's up, brother? How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
I am great, man. I am great. And we'll get into that. We'll get into NBA All-Star Weekend. So much stuff to talk about. But let me welcome in the Odd Couple crew. Of course, DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan on the ones and the twos on this Magic City Monday. And super producer Rob G in full effect. And on the updates, that's right. When you hear that corny hey, you know who it is. It's our man, Brian Finley. All right, Rob, let's do it. Your thoughts on Dak Prescott's deal?
Typical Jerry Jones. He always caves in the end, which I don't understand. He could have done this last year if he was going to do the contract. It makes no sense to me. If I'm the only person who should be upset is Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes signed a contract where he only got $63 million fully guaranteed. Dak will earn $66 million to sign, Chris, and $75 million over the first 3 years. I mean, the money difference is outrageous as far as the guaranteed money. 126 to 63. But Dak won. I mean, Jerry did this with Ezekiel Elliott, you know, to hold out. And then what did he do? He rolled over, gave him the richest contract ever for a running back. And here he is with a quarterback who, I'm with you, it might not even really be in the top 10 or top 8. But it's about when you get paid and when you sign. And either you have to make a deal. If they just signed him to another franchise tag, they would have had to pay him how much this year? $42 million?
$37.7 million.
Yeah, yep. You're going to pay $38 million either way. And then you'd have to kick the can down to one more year if you wanted to keep him. This is what should have been done 2 years ago rather than now. And coming off a major injury, I find this to be shocking. But it is Jerry Jones, so it's not shocking from Jerry Jones' standpoint. He's paid everybody. Everybody who's gone to Dallas has gotten paid. Big time.
Yeah. Look, I'm with you, Rob. They should have done this not last year, 2 years ago. Here's the thing with Jerry Jones. He's a horrible poker player. A horrible poker player. God bless you if you see yourself sitting across the table from Jerry Jones and all the chips are in the middle of the table. I'm serious. Because that's what he's done. He has known, Rob, all along. He's had to. That he wants Dak back. That Dak's his guy. And he was betting on Dak crumbling. That's all. That's the only explanation. That's it. And he's the same thing he did with Ezekiel Elliott.
Same exact thing. That's right? What I'm saying. Same exact
thing. He's betting on them crumbling. And get look, and you got to say this about Dak for all his flaws. This speaks to what I've always said about him and why I like him, even for some of his physical deficiencies as a quarterback. I think he's very strong mentally. I think he's got character, high character. I think he's a leader. He believes in himself. You know, all these intangibles we always talk about. He has them, and I think he showed it in this, Rob. I mean, he believed in himself to the very end. And to do that, you got to be willing to take a risk. You got to be willing to walk away and lose. If you lose, if you gamble and you lose, you got to be able to live with it. And he was, apparently. And as you said, like Jerry Jones, we all know the contracts just keep going up and up and up. The only saving grace for Jerry Jones, Rob, is that the new TV deal is coming up, what, Rob G, next year, next summer, the summer after that? In 2 years, the new TV deal. And it's going to be bananas. That's the expectation. The salary cap's going to skyrocket, and this $40 million a year for Dak Prescott won't seem like that. But that's always the case. Remember when Jimmy Garoppolo signed? It was like, what? The richest quarterback deal ever, the richest NFL deal ever off 5-6 games?
Especially since he hadn't played any games, really. Right. Not enough to really.
He had played five games with them.
To warrant that contract, right, at the time.
But now that doesn't seem like that seems like a bargain. And this will, too, eventually, when the new deal kicks in. But here's the thing, Rob. Dak and his people knew that. That's what they were banging on. And I bet you that's what they were telling Jerry Jones. Look, oh, yeah, you're looking at it now. It looks like we're breaking you and you're not going to have any room for anybody else. Look, that TV deal's coming up in short order and this won't be anything. We won $160 million. Good for Dak Prescott.
Well, you also got to know who you're dealing with. And Jerry's a pushover. Jerry has been a pushover. Everybody that seems to come through Dallas gets big money. It doesn't mean they win. They haven't won anything in 25 years, but he does. Right. They know to go to Jerry and just wait. Ezekiel Elliott went to Mexico, came back chunky. Hadn't been the same since, Chris, but he got paid.
Yep.
Got paid.
Yep.
And this is what Jerry does. Instead of dealing with stuff in front of him, which he could have done a couple years ago, he for whatever reason, he plays hard to get, but in the end, winds up being a pushover. So the Cowboys, if you're going to keep them, I guess you can't kick it down the road again because it's $38 million this year no matter what. And then he just
next
figured
year's
if I'm
tag
paying,
would have been $54 million.
That's right? What I'm saying. And you're getting him for 42, right, over 3 years.
Right.
So if you average that out, it's probably a little less than if you did pay 38 and 52.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and that was the thing. Their only option at this point was start all over. That was it. They would have had to start all over. Remember, all these guys they've paid. You didn't pay Ezekiel Elliott to start all over. You know, you didn't pay your wide receivers to start all over. Your defense. I mean, they've paid a lot of guys. And so they had no choice, and Dak knew it. And again, he was a better poker player. What it tells you, Rob, is Jerry Jones, when it comes to winning, when it comes to building a team, he doesn't know what he's doing.
No, and we've seen it time and time again. This is so Dallas Cowboys so over the top. Like, did you really have to do that?
Absolutely.
Do you know what you're doing?
What would he have gotten 2 years ago, Rob? At most, not 30 that. A year? At most. He might probably would have been in the 20s, maybe. I mean, this is unbelievable. And look, again, I'm happy for Dak, and I kind of feel like they had to do it. Jerry, we know, wants to win a championship. And I like Dak. I don't have to mention all the intangibles I think he has. He did beat Russell Wilson in a playoff game. He has won more games in his first three or four years than anybody other than Tom Brady and Russell Wilson. But he's been – I can't act like he's been great the last couple years. And, you know, last year those numbers look gaudy on paper. But we know a lot of them came with Dallas down big. And so Dak's got a lot to prove. And, you know, Jerry, though – This was such a bad deal of negotiating. And as I said, Rob, it's not even like you can say, well, they signed him and they got intentions. Maybe they could trade him to Houston for Deshaun Watson. No, they can't. Because I'm sure Dak doesn't want to go to Houston to play for that mess. So just good job by Dak. Horrible job by Jerry Jones. And this is it. But they had to do it, Rob. They had no choice.
No, he would. They had to make something happen. Otherwise, as we talked about it, it's only going to cost you more. So Jerry waited till the last second, as he did before. We saw that even with Emmitt Smith during the heyday.
Yep,
Emmitt Smith got him. You know, got Jerry as well. Yep. And I'm just blanking. The receiver who came in the trade from the Raiders.
Amari
got paid.
Yep. Yeah,
he hadn't lived up to those numbers, Chris, that contract, but he got paid from Jerry too.
Right, and that's my point, is that, you know, you didn't pay all these guys to start all over. And again, Dak knew it, you know? And so give Dak credit and his representation. And you're right. I mean, look, I love Pat Mahomes, and he wants to win, and he took less money. It's not even the less overall money. But just the $63 million guaranteed.
Ridiculous.
You know, that's half. I mean, yeah, if he gets all of his money, that'll be fine, $500 million.
But he should have gotten way
but
more
he could have,
guaranteed.
Yeah, he yes, that exactly. And even if, look, he wanted to do the team a solid, I don't know what the implications were for the cap or whatever, but you still could have got more guaranteed.
That's all I'm talking about. Guaranteed. Right, out of that contract, he should have gotten more guaranteed money, not 63 the day he signs, and Dak is signing the day he signs. I mean, the day he signed, Mahomes, Chris, got 10, and Dak is signing and getting 66 the day he signs.
Yep.
That's there a huge is. Amount of
and
money
he hasn't
in the NFL.
Done half. He nah. hasn't done half of
not
what
close. Not
Pat
close.
Mahomes has done. Yeah, not even close to half. And so another fortunate thing for the Cowboys, but these things can change quickly, Rob. And Washington, if they get a quarterback, they could actually be a pretty good team. That division, they're lucky they're in that division right now. New York Giants, who knows what they are? Philadelphia, who knows what they are? Washington, who knows what they are? We know what these teams are. They're not very good. Washington's got that defense, but that's about the only, you know, guiding light, the only bright light in the whole division. So Dallas certainly has a chance to win in that division, but this is embarrassing for Jerry Jones, Rob. It is
Jerry at his worst, and you just keep saying to yourself, can it get worse? Yes. Who did we have on the other day? The Randy Mueller, the executive, who said he didn't understand what was going on. Right? Remember about the whole Dak Prescott?
Right.
Like this doesn't make any sense. Why they didn't sign him 2 years ago, and the price doesn't go down, Jerry. It only goes up. So what are you waiting for?
What are you waiting for?
If he's your quarterback, that's why I always questioned it, because it didn't make sense to me. If he's your quarterback, you should have signed him as soon, Chris, as you were eligible to sign him.
Yep.
If he's your guy.
Because you know, if we know, then you know the price doesn't go down. You know the quarterback
contracts
are going up every year. And you know it doesn't matter your ability.
It has nothing to do with it.
If you're a legitimate, like, franchise quarterback, you might not be a star, but you're a guy, okay, we're going to build around him. Then you're getting paid. He's not better than Deshaun Watson. He's making more money. That's it. And so bad job by Jerry Jones. Good job. Great job. Terrific job by Dak Prescott. We'll see what it means in time for the Dallas Cowboys. Your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox. This is a simple one, folks. Did the Dallas Cowboys overpay for Dak Prescott? We will continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. You can call Farmers today for a quote, 877-99 on Fox. And Rob Parker, if you don't own the team, guess what? This is a fireable offense. Am I wrong about that?
What?
The way Jerry handled the negotiation.
This was a general manager.
If you don't own the team. Right. Oh, yeah. How much money have you cost the team?
Right. You cost the organization millions of dollars that you didn't have to had you done this 2 years ago.
If we don't know if we're any good
on him, then there shouldn't have been, right, there shouldn't have been any haggling.
Seriously. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox.
And just for perspective, back in 2019, I guess Dak turned down $30 million, and now he's getting, what, 42? Wow.
42 for the next 3 years, but average 40 a year. He turned down 30 in 2019.
Right.
Look, like I said, good for Dak.
AJ in Georgia, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, AJ?
Hey, guys. Really like the show, man. Appreciate everything you guys do.
Thank you.
What I was going to say is, I mean, if you consider what he made last year under the franchise tag tacked on top of this deal, yeah, they overpaid for him. Especially when you think, I mean, I don't think anybody can say, can this team win a Super Bowl with this contract, with this quarterback, the way they constructed? I would say no. So when you think about that.
Well, some people thought they'd get there overpaid this year. Some people thought they were getting there this year.
Yeah, I never thought so, but I'm with you. I mean, when you look at what the positions that have been paid and the money that the Cowboys have, and now this deal, it's
I wouldn't think they're gonna win a Super Bowl.
No,
I mean last year they had some injuries, they had a lot of guys underachieve. These guys, Rob, have to play up to their money. It's as simple as that, and
right,
that's a
which
big
they hit. Haven't all done yet,
right.
But. Marty in Kentucky, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Marty?
How you doing, fellas?
What up, Marty? How are you, man?
I'm pretty good. I've come to another decision on Jerry Jones. I've been with everybody else lately over the years thinking this guy he's in control of everything but doesn't know what he's doing, and he's run this franchise in the ground for 25 years. But now I got to thinking. In 1989, he bought the franchise. He made the Herschel Walker trade, which involved 18 players, which gave them a 3 Super Bowl dynasty. And he bought that team for $180 million, and now it's worth more than any team in the NFL. $5.7 million?
Billion.
I can't remember.
Billion, you mean. Billion.
Sorry. Yes, billion. Yes, correct, Rob. Billion. Billion. That's a big – that B's important.
and he brought him for $130
million? Yeah, $180 million, and now it's $5.7 billion. Yes, I'm starting to think that trade was was made more money than anything ever in sports, and I think that he is fooling us all. He wants to keep certain players because he wants to keep the hype. I'm not sure he cares about winning. He just cares about keeping the value of that franchise.
I disagree with that. I don't think so. And here's the reason why, Marty, I don't buy your take, is that Jimmy Johnson gets a lot of credit for putting that team together.
Right.
And they haven't won
since
that
trade, too.
Right. And Jimmy Johnson, they haven't won since then. So I think since Jerry's taken over full control of the operation and has run it like a mom-and-pop store, and I know he's already in the Hall of Fame or whatever, but Jerry won't rest, to me, until he can put the team together, win a Super Bowl, and claim some of that. I mean, that's my issue, is that I think Jerry wants to win desperately his way.
Well, where I do agree with Marty, and that's why, if you noticed during that last segment, I said when it comes to football, when it comes to winning, when it comes to putting together a team, Jerry doesn't know what he's doing. He's been a great owner business-wise. I mean, just as far as, you know, I mean, the Cowboys were huge, obviously, already.
I was going to say, even before Jerry got there, let's not be
no
crazy.
Doubt.
To act
no
like
doubt. He didn't build them.
He didn't build them into the Cowboy
that.
Brand right. was already – they were America's team, Chris, before Jerry bought them.
Agreed. But my point is he – without, we always talk about, he hasn't won a Super Bowl in a quarter century, and yet they're still America's team. They're still being talked about every day on all the networks, all the radio shows. They're not good in football, but they still are huge business-wise, and, you know, Marty just gave the number, $5.7 billion at their worth. So he's done he's fine. I can't criticize him for that. And the drama, and they're always in the news, but he don't know what he's doing when it comes to building a football team.
Yeah, it is amazing. And hopefully Dak won't injure himself the way he's been jumping around on that knee after getting that contract. You know, he might wind up spraining his knee again. Let's see, Keith in New Orleans, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Keith?
Yo, what's up, Philip? Man, listen, I'm thinking about going to become an agent because Jerry Jones pays everybody, man. And listen, let's not forget about the Marcus Lawrence deal. You can't even give the Marcus Lawrence away right now.
No,
you can't give Amari Cooper away right now. You can't give Ezekiel Elliott away right now. So I think the Dak contract, you know, it just piles on top of these massive deals that Jerry has made. Jalen Smith's another one. Had his worst season in the NFL.
Yeah,
he paid last year. Listen, I mean, this guy is supposed to be a shrewd businessman and cannot negotiate to save his life. He loses every negotiation. And, so Dak is overpaid, you know, in the grand scheme of things because of how bad other contracts have been.
No, there's no two ways about it.
No,
it's
I think he's
undeniable.
Spot on, Keith.
Right.
I think you're spot on, and you gave the other examples. We were just talking about Amari Cooper and Ezekiel Elliott, but other people have hit the jackpot at Jerry Jones' world.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Let's we go got Andre in Massachusetts. Andre in Massachusetts.
Yep, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Evening, gents. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, couldn't be happier for Dak Prescott in terms of getting his money. But in my mind, this deal is an absolute win-win. As Marty from Kentucky said.
Win-win?
It's a win-win because Jerry's laughing all the way to the bank. As Marty from Kentucky said, the Dallas Cowboys are the most valuable sports franchise
Andre, I'm going to stop you. Whether they sign Dak or not, they're still going to be the richest franchise. Come on. You don't have to overpay people. That doesn't change the Cowboys. You think that changes the Cowboys' value on the ledger sheet because they signed Dak today?
I think it absolutely does because we saw what happened. Sorry not to cut you guys off, but sure. So we saw what happened with Gucci DiNucci and the Red Rocket. Okay, they were going nowhere. Dak, as you said, Chris, what he lacks in terms of sheer skill, he makes up for in intangibles and leadership. Okay, he's marketable, and he's going to stand tall, unlike some people who play quarterback in Philadelphia when it's time to get tough.
Andre, we agree with all that. I mean, I do at least. I agree that Dak was your guy. But here's the thing. There's a salary cap. It'd be one thing if it was baseball. There was no salary cap, and this didn't impact the rest of the way I built the team.
Where they just signed Tatis to $300 million, right, Chris? And it doesn't affect whether you could bring in other people.
They could sign somebody else for $300 million if they want.
Exactly.
But football's different. Now it impacts who they can keep, who they can sign going forward, when you could have just signed him for a lot less
a long time ago. Right. That's why I don't understand Andre talking about it's a win-win. No, they could have done this already.
Right. It's a win for Dak.
Dak won this. There's no win for Jerry.
No, I bet Jerry Jones is not celebrating right now.
No.
Jones did not walk into that negotiating room or put the fax in the machine for them to sign the contract or scan it over, whatever he did, with a smile on his face.
He got beat.
Yes. He got beat down.
Basically. How about Wayne in Richmond, Virginia? You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Wayne?
What's going on, fellas? Man, it's harder and harder to get a hold of you guys, man.
Man, you know what?
That's good and bad.
Come on, am I right? If you were so easy to get in,
appreciate. Now you appreciate it being in today.
I truly do, right? I've been riding the whole way. But I wanted to say, honestly, I think that the timing of the deal for Dak was genius by Jerry Jones. I know the last caller talked about Jalen Smith and other people like that, right? My thought is the timing, right? When it's all said and done, how you load the deal, the other deals with Zeke, Jalen Smith, how they've been loaded up, I'm sure he's not that, ignorant to know the timing was important for him.
What timing?
Because you think they'd have to overpay the other guys if they had done them after Dak? Is that what you're saying?
If you did Dak first, right, it sets a precedent. And
those guys know they're not going to make quarterback money. And they're even close.
Understood. But I know at the same time, people are going to talk, right? Especially in the locker room. Folks going to talk. So it's a matter of just signing people who are lesser than Dak for the importance of the team, right? You need a good linebacker. You need a good running back. You need a good D lineman. Lauren showed up this year. I'll say good D lineman, right? And now it's time for Dak. Watch how it plays out in the next couple of years. That's all I'll say.
I like Dak as a quarterback. He's not, a top five guy, but I've said it, Rob, all year. I think he's en route to being elite. So I've been saying he's your guy. You just could have got him for a lot cheaper. That's all there is to it.
Those are just facts. I don't even think how many executives did we talk to on this show? Who said what are the Cowboys doing?
Right.
That's what they said.
That's the thing. I mean, you can't to say this is a win-win.
The Cowboys didn't win.
Yeah, Jerry Jones isn't in the poorhouse, but there's a salary cap. That's all we're saying. And they could have got Dak for cheaper. I mean, Rob, if they had signed him last year, right? Giving him the 4 years instead of he wanted five. Instead of insisting on five, you could have gave him the 4 years for $35 million.
That could have been
last,
right?
Even that would have been better.
Last year, Chris, they were hell-bent on it had to be five.
Yep.
Now they took four. So what did they gain? They didn't gain anything. I don't understand it. They were hell-bent it had to be five.
Yeah, the Dallas Cowboys strike again and – all right, we got Rick Bucher coming up in a moment. Keep it locked right here. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch and save a bundle, folks, on your car insurance. All right, it's our man Rick Bucher, FS1 NBA analyst in the house. Rick, what up, man?
What's happening?
How are you fellas doing on this fine Monday?
We are great, man. We are great. And let's get right to the NBA. It's the big news of the day. Blake Griffin, I don't know how much of a surprise it is, but he's going to Brooklyn.
Yep.
What do you think about this deal? Is this an impact deal? A lot of people are going crazy about it. What do you think?
Well, Vegas thinks it's an impact deal because they now have the Nets as the favorite to win the NBA championship, the first time that the Lakers have been succeeded by any team in the odds. And while Vegas doesn't know all. They do their homework, so there's got to be, some belief that he is going to make an impact. I think he's going to make an impact. You and I talked about this last week on Speak for Yourself, Chris.
Right.
I think he can make a difference. Now, a lot of it just has to do with his health. And I'm not worried about the fact that he hasn't dunked since 2019 because that's not the role that he's going to play on this team. He's going to be a small ball five. He's going to have to use his strength in order to defend bigger players inside and try to make things difficult on them. And then be the trail five. You know, he doesn't have to be the first guy down the floor. He can be the last guy down the floor. He's going to be the trail five, and he's going to stop at the three-point line, and that's where he's going to do the bulk of his damage. Do I think he's still capable of that? I do. And do I think that his ego will accept playing that kind of a role? I think it will. Obviously, I think it has more to do with the Nets are all in on playing small ball, and that's why they added him. And so, you know, worrying about what he can do defensively, the Nets aren't worried about what they can do defensively.
Right.
He's going to be another guy who's going to be more offense than defense. So they have strengthened the strength, and they're not worrying about a weakness. And we'll see ultimately how that plays out. But I expect him to make, I wouldn't say a significant contribution, but I expect him to make a contribution.
Rick, when you look at the Nets and, you know, Kevin Durant's not, they won 10 of their last 11. They went on that West Coast trip. They swept all five games, you know, and Durant's not even a part of this yet. And yet they keep adding pieces. I mean, have you seen a team constructed like this and be able to score the points? And probably they could go most nights where only two of those guys play, not even all three.
Yeah.
And they still have a great chance to win. I mean, the firepower looks like something we've never seen.
When they put the team together, I said I thought that this was going to be far and away the best offensive team in the league, that this was going to be a powerhouse. And so I'm not surprised at all by what they're doing. My only question is, how well does it translate to the postseason when you can game plan, when you can slow things down? And now it's a matter of, you got three guys who can take the shot on any given night. But suddenly now you have playoff games at stake. And who's going to be the guy that you're going to go to? And is everybody going to be okay with you going to that guy? And at the other end of the floor, how are you going to protect teams from going at Kyrie Irving or even James Hart or Joe Harris, like exploiting the matchups? And so that's where I don't know whether their game will translate. Did I expect them to be a tough team to beat during the regular season because of that offense? And you can't game plan and prepare when you have three top scorers like that? I expected that. But I'm still not convinced that unless we're in a new age in the NBA, that is going to translate in the postseason, because there are just times where you have to be able to live off of your defense. And if you don't have players who the other team can't, if you have players that the other team can take advantage of at the defensive end, and the Nets have several of those, that's usually a recipe to be caught out.
Rick, Andre Drummond, we presume he may get bought out and then be on the market. Do you think the Nets will still go after him and have a good shot at getting him, or you think they're done now and this is who they're going to bat with?
Yeah, I would expect that this is who they are. Because, you can have an embarrassment of riches, and DeAndre Jordan isn't going to mind giving up a couple of minutes to his best friend, Blake Griffin. I just don't see how you get all those guys on the floor. And to be honest with you, I feel as if the Nets have really decided we're going to be the best small ball team in the league, and that's how we're going to play. It makes way more sense for Drummond to go to the Lakers, where I think he could play a bigger role and fits with the way they want to try to get back to playing a little more big ball like they did last year, and less of what they've had to do by necessity this year. So but you know, Drummond's a weird cat. Like, Drummond kind of is, you know, not to overplay, but Drummond goes by his own drummer, man. Like, I don't, what you would normally think is going to be the attraction for a guy, sometimes Andre goes a different direction.
Right.
And let's be honest. I mean, if you looked at it and said you had a chance to go play there in Brooklyn and win a championship and then go somewhere and sign a contract and go play, you know what I mean? Like, I could see where that would be attractive. And can we say this officially, that the Lakers made a mistake with JaVale McGee and Dwight Howard letting both of those guys go?
Yeah, well, I would say especially Dwight. You know, JaVale drove LeBron a little nutty from what I've heard, because JaVale kind of does his thing. But Dwight Howard was so – I mean, he might have been the most efficient player in the league last year in terms of minutes and production. And he just allowed them to big boy teams. And they're clearly missing – like, if it comes down to a small ball battle between the Lakers and the Nets, if that's what this is, I like the Nets' chance of beating the Lakers in a small ball contest.
Are you concerned at all about Anthony Davis?
I'm always concerned about Anthony Davis. It's not because of this. This is what I've always felt from the very beginning. It goes to last year too. Like, can he stay healthy? How healthy is he going to be? Can he play through injuries? Can he be effective when he's playing compromised physically? That's always been a concern for me. So this doesn't really change. I have to feel that they are being super cautious for the same reason. So him missing all this time is not a reflection that this is any more serious than anything else that AD has dealt with. It's just more of the same. The one other element I think here is the specter of Kevin Durant, and that calf issues and Achilles issues, after the Warriors thinking he was fine and it's this or that, and then he blows it and he's gone. Like, that has to be in the back of the Lakers' mind. Like, we do not want to be the next Kevin Durant story with AD. So let's err on the side of caution at least as long as we can.
Wow. All right, last thing, Rick. Phoenix Suns, second seed in the West. Look, they're having a great year. Credit to Chris Paul and those guys. I don't consider them a contender in the West. Do you?
No, I don't. I think they're a good story. I think Chris Paul has raised their level. I love, you know, DeAndre Ayton seems to be gaining an awful lot from playing with Chris and just right. in general. There's something that's not.
They're cute. They're cute. They're not handsome. That's our man, Rick Bucher. We appreciate it, brother. Thank you
so much for
the knowledge. Yes. We got plenty of time left, 2 hours to be exact. It is Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, and the big story of the day. Dak Prescott, a wealthy, wealthy man. Jerry Jones, not so happy. Still wealthy, though. Keep